Ah,
it's actually kind of
are we live?
Normal. We are live.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
And
here
I have
it comes.
Ultra, actually, is that really woof woof?
Oof.
That's not that bad. Actually, it's about the same as Twitch. Anyway, what are you gonna stream? Yes.
Wow.
Welcome.
We are live.
We are live indeed. And there's stream elements. Actually, I was worried about stream elements not working. Anyway, welcome to VTuber Talks. This is the first episode ever, and I'm glad I have this rice, my Onichama, next to me on the table. I actually did
good
this
morning,
table last night. Good morning. I actually woke up like an hour ago. I was so worried last night that I was gonna go miss it, that I was gonna like oversleep. But thankfully,
it's actually bad. We are not social distancing, you know, not right?
Nah, it's fine. It's fine.
We are both tested, right?
We're already tested. We touched. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna. We touched each other. We're fine.
Oh my lord.
Oh my lord. Yes, indeed. So race.
Yes,
what do you usually stream, Rice? Who are you?
I. Oh my god. Right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
I am a Verity streamer on Twitch. I'm your big bro, obviously.
My big bro. He's my older brother. I remember when I first met you, you made a Twitter post like after we met, and it was a meme, and it was wasn't it an office meme out of all
things? It was from Brooklyn 99.
Oh, Brooklyn 99. I remember my brother used to love that show. He would always talk about Brooklyn 99. It's like, let's watch Brooklyn 99 with my mom. Never actually got into it.
Jesus. I never watched it myself as well, but I just know the memes.
You just know the memes.
Yeah, I just know the meme of where it's from.
Hi Tofu, hi Kieran, hi not technical. This is not Twitch. It is not Twitch.
This is not Twitch, no. Today we are in the red zone.
We are in the red zone. We have
indeed
the blood of Twitch on here. Actually, I want to get onto that later. So I remember, so we have both debuted, right? Yes.
Indeed.
I remember I kept going back and forth on my debut, whether I should go and actually do a debut or not. Like going back and forth, I'm like, oh, I'm getting anxious all the time. I had such big anxiety. And I remember Tofu was there. Not Tofu, fucking Rice. I can't fucking speak with anything. I'm still waking up. Then Rice was there and was telling me, you don't really have to, you know, you can just do like I just said hi, and then that was about it. That was literally just my debut, if I remember correctly, in our DMs, right?
Indeed.
What do you think about really like debuts, like VTuber debuts and the whole culture behind that?
It's just super stressful in my opinion. Like, most people make themselves super anxious about it, and then they get like all these people in their debuts because they obviously join them, and then like they scuff something or something just doesn't do it right, and then they're just super stressed. And sometimes the debut also like killed someone's career, like not officially, but like mood wise, I would say.
What do you mean by mood wise? Like, just
like
before
they have high expectations that people stay there.
In
the next screen, and then like they get not disappointed, I would say, but like, how do you call it in English? It's more of a like they are getting shocked by the fact that these people probably only join for the debut and nothing else.
Yeah, just to see the model.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, that's the thing, really, that I've been planning to be a VTuber, like planning to have a debut for like a year now. And that's the thing, since I've been waiting, so I've just kind of been on the sidelines watching other people debut. And the thing that I've noticed is that many of them get like high viewers, like 50 to 100, you know, viewers on their debut, because everyone's hyped up. They make so much hype. But the problem is that not for some reason, it's probably just because everyone just is there for the model, just for the hype. But they expect that by the next stream, they're still going to get 50 to 100 viewers, but then they get a big setback, like a big slap to the face where it's a reality check that they're not going to stay. So there's no real advantage to doing a debut. It's just kind of like say it's just kind of culture, like,
huh?
It's just kind of like force, really.
Yeah, they like usually do also these VTuber follower reveals and stuff, and they have like all these followers on Twitter, you know.
I was gonna touch
and on... like not even 10% of them join the stream. So, and I also feel like what I had a debut, but that debut was just a name. Yeah. It was more like just the first stream with my model. I was immediately playing with another friend of mine as well. It was basically just me starting Monster Hunter again, which was my first game. And I knew what was coming since I was streaming before, but I just put that debut out there because for me at that point when I was new into this, it seemed like the thing to do, like must have to do. I realized later on that the debut is actually not, in my opinion, afterwards, not that important at all.
Yeah.
What I always tell our siblings as well is that they are supposed to have fun and not be stressed about having a debut. I just see them in our Discord and it stresses them out. And I'm like, if you don't want to do it, if it stresses you out way too much, just do not do it. Make just a debut in name or something like I did. I feel like it helps them more.
Yeah, like I remember back when, like a week before, when I was deciding whether to go like debut or not, because I kind of didn't want to do a debut because I didn't have like I had this expectation, this high bar of myself with a debut to have. Like, everything has to be new, everything has to be nice. I have to have, like, an intro video or something like that. That's, like, the plan. Or I have to have all these cool slides that I commission people with, and I didn't have the money, so I was just saying, I was telling myself, maybe I shouldn't. But then, literally, everyone's telling me that I should. And then, yeah, for a whole week, I was stressed out about that. That was the most stressful week I've had recently. It was literally just because of debuts. And I kept telling myself, well, debuts aren't that important really, and I still ended up doing a debut, but it wasn't like I did everything myself, and I kind of set the bar lower than how I had it originally. And I talked about it on stream one time, and basically debuts I don't think are worth it at all because they just cause so much stress and people spend so much money on them, and they literally give you nothing in return. Like maybe just one stream that's 100, like you get 100 viewers, I'm like, that's cool, but in the next stream you go back to like 10, 20, and it could be demoralizing to that streamer. And
yeah, it's like there are exceptions to it, like some streamers, like what was it called, like the Achilles VTuber, which was that shark girl or boy, I don't know, I haven't heard or their voice yet.
Who, Moi?
Which kept like rocking on, but that's like a one in a let it be 10,000 chance for it to pop up. And I feel like these debuts, they not like the debut culture sometimes, but like the whole idea of a debut sometimes is like way too toxic, because I use that word with purpose here, because it limits the way how people are supposed to use their models. Like I said to you, just use your model when you're like having fun with it and don't let others like tell you how to use your model. Because like you're the one who spent all the money on it, so it is your right to do whatever you want to do with it. And like when you had that one stream before your debut, there was someone in your chat like trying to lecture you on how to use your model. This is what I feel like is like that toxic part of the debut community, that other people try to tell you how to use your model and not to use it before you don't have debuted, as well as that they get mad at you for like no reason, or that they have actually no reason to be mad at you for using your model before your debut, because it's not their stuff, it's not like their property to like decide over your model. So I feel like it just creates that whole pressure, stress, toxic situation for the person who wants to debut. Till they have debuted, and then most often their debut doesn't feel right for them. Because they have had all this stress, they have had all these people like telling them how to do it, and when they do it, something goes wrong, they feel like they have not done it right. Sometimes it kills their mood completely and they stop actually VTubing, but then they have spent all this money on a model before they can sometimes gather themselves again and do it again. Or sometimes they get like punched in the face by the expectations that these people stay in their streams, basically.
Yeah, that's something that definitely would go in, like, well, how would you say, get someone down, like some mood down. And like, if I was expecting like to keep the like 100 view or like get stressed, I would definitely like kind of stop streaming, because I would just get slapped in the face with reality.
Yeah, and, indeed.
Yeah. And and luckily, since I already knew that I was going to get slapped in the face with just not keeping any of those viewers, I was kind of not that bad next stream, when I went from like 70, 50 viewers from debut to 10, 15. I was like, oh yeah, I was expecting this. I knew it. Oh well, it'd be what it'd be.
Yeah, the good thing is that you already were streaming before, so you had like that community. The thing is, like, most VTubers really start from scratch. They have like no viewers at all. They're like Twitter personalities till the point they got their model and actually start streaming.
And yeah, in like my opinion, they're new to
streaming. Yeah, it's like the very first stream, and they actually have no experience. Like, literal no experience. They don't know how to entertain the people. They sometimes don't know how the like streaming softwares work. They don't know what's going to hit them after the debut, especially. They're going to be very pressured by the people which are telling them what to do before the debut. So what I feel like, or what I've seen on one VTuber, which I don't know the name or anymore, but it actually killed their mood to VTube. So they had like their debut. Their debut didn't work out as like in the way they expected it to be. And it actually just killed their entire mood motivation for VTubing. So they basically spent all that money on their character and then just stopped completely. And this is why I feel like debuts are not really worth it.
Yeah. Imagine if your first stream, like ever, like you have no experience with trying to keep like a chat alive or like trying to keep viewers, like you have no experience at all, and your first stream is like just a debut, is the debut stream, and you have 100 viewers. You're gonna expect that you're gonna keep that. You're gonna keep that, really.
Yeah, and like you're gonna probably jump in the next day and like already find out that from all these 100 people, if like nobody has really, or basically I will construct my sentence, but the way how it works with all these people joining you on your debut is that all these people, like including me or like other people on Twitch, already have, or like most often already have, like their main streamer they watch, be it a VTuber or another streamer. So whenever they join a debut, it's that they purposefully join that debut and then on the other day actually just join their main streamer again, unless you made like such a good impression, like that Achilles VTuber, which is like a 1 out of 10,000 chance that they actually stick to you even after that.
Yeah. Like, I guess that's a code that goes in general with any, like, stream, really. Like, any, like, raid or any stream, really. Like, you only have, like, a few seconds to go and really capture that viewer in order for them to stay even just a little bit longer for like a few minutes, let alone like more time, like hours and more streams. It's really difficult to do that. And it's definitely a skill that you have to like train. You have to go and practice it over and over again by doing lots of streams, trying to go and improve yourself. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, why doesn't like YouTube have a rate system? Actually, this is like off track. Why does YouTube not have a rate system like Twitch?
The thing is that YouTube actually is quite new in comparison to Twitch.
True. Stream wise,
Twitch has been existing before as a just a TV.
Like in general, or
yeah, like, it has been existing before as just a TV as an own stream website. This is how Twitch started, and then Amazon bought it and made it into Twitch. So they have like a way, way, way long, like era of streaming. I believe Justin TV was like started 2002 or so. So they have like way, way more experience than YouTube, for example. Thing is also that people don't know, but YouTube as well as Arctic says focuses mostly on video content. Thing also is that a streaming website has like so much data,
mm-hmm.
input and output, and YouTube already has like their whole video website.
Yeah, algorithm, so, yeah.
Yeah, so to additionally have a streaming website running on that same website, constructs such a big data traffic that they are like doing it, but not to an extent like Twitch does.
I think that YouTube, I remember back when Mixer was still a thing, everyone was saying, oh, should we go and jump ship from Twitch to Mixer? Like everyone, like Ninja's going there, Shroud is going there, Mixer's going to go and overtake Twitch. And then like no one saw the writing. Actually, some people saw the writing on the wall that Mixer literally did nothing and brought nothing new to the table, like of the streaming game. Well, like people would stay on Twitch because it's already where they are, but there's no real reason to go to Mixer to go and start up a new community. But with YouTube is the recently I've been checking out like YouTube, like what YouTube Live has been doing. And so far, I've been actually really impressed. Like, they've actually been trying to improve their platform. Meanwhile, you look at Twitch and they've literally been doing nothing since Mixer died. They only been like saying stuff when Mixer was around and people were talking about jumping ship to Mixer. But now, like, since Mixer is dead, Twitch isn't really doing anything to improve their platform. It's kind of stupid, not gonna lie.
the problem with Twitch is that Twitch has their basis on like the streaming community, you know, like on that whole business field. So the problem with Twitch is that they have no proper big other company which is like competing with them to actually make them regret certain decisions. Yeah. Like when Twitch does something wrong, all they need to do and be like set for themselves, but not like for the whole streaming community itself, is to post like an
make an email,
like the common apologetic Twitter post, like we could have done better, but
wasn't it like they always do that, dude. And I remember back when they made they sent an email out about the whole DMCA thing. It was literally just don't play it. YouTube just needs more streamers, more discoverability. That's one thing Twitch isn't doing. YouTube is the best website for discoverability. Like even like people who are Twitch streamers who main Twitch streaming, they have to use YouTube in order to go and gain an audience because they know that YouTube has the best website in order to go and get like a certain group of people to go and watch them because they have all this algorithm. Google's has the best search engine in the world and they have all this data, and if basically almost mastered discoverability. And meanwhile, you go to Twitch and it's literally nothing. It's literally just highest viewer count to the lowest viewer count, and that's it. And it really just kills discoverability.
The thing also is that the problem with Twitch is that not as many people know Twitch as there are people knowing YouTube. Because I have to see it like this, like Twitch is known in the gaming community. But like YouTube is like known by everyone. Like some people outside the gaming community obviously know Twitch. But like if you would go out there, like on the street, and would ask people like what Twitch is, not everybody would be able to answer you. But everybody, like literally every human, knows YouTube.
Yeah, like the only reason
results
why
results in the better discoverability.
The only reason why someone would know about Twitch is because of Ninja, because he made such big waves, because he's the first, like he's the biggest streamer out there and he makes millions. So they're like, oh my god, what's his website? And that this like game person that makes games makes millions off of, like, what is this Twitch? And that's basically like my mom and dad only know about Twitch because of Ninja, because he's made millions off of it. But they don't know that it's just more than just Ninja and Fortnite. It's a whole like group of like a lot of people, a lot of people. And
yeah, it's like he has his own stream team / company by it now.
Yeah.
Like Shroud as well. Shroud is kind of competing with him. Shroud is like as big as him or like the second biggest, but I'm not want to like set someone above the another.
I mean, they both got the deal.
There's like
They both got the deal with Mixer, so they're both really big and have big.
Yeah, that's actually also the only reason why they actually changed platforms, because
of the money.
The deal they got was just probably way too good.
Yeah,
to not do it. And they have probably seen it coming, I don't know. So Shroud immediately went back to Twitch, obviously. Ninja did a little later on, obviously due to the problems he had with Twitch, with them kind of ruining his company by streaming porn on
letting people freaking, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, on this freaking side. Yeah, they pocketed a year's worth of income with how the year worked.
Fucking basically millions of dollars to go and stay there for a year or two. And they only had to go and serve that for like half a year because Mixer closed down. But like, I feel like there's like a repetition with streaming, like with streaming platforms. Because I remember a year before Mixer, there was a platform called DLive. And PewDiePie had a deal with DLive. Like, he got into a contract to go and stream on DLive. And people were like, oh my god, let me stream. Like, we should stream on DLive. Like, DLive is so much better. Oh my god, if PewDiePie's going there, then there's going to be a whole lot of people there. So that means we can go and grow our stream there. But again, like, well, I don't think it's, I don't know if it's closed down now, but it definitely died out, like, really quickly. So I think that when someone don't try to go and get into like FOMO with other streaming platforms like Mixer or DLive, like if you actually think like there's a platform that is worth jumping ship from, like going from like Twitch to YouTube, then you should actually like do your research and like see if it's actually worth for you to actually stream on YouTube rather than Twitch, because the problem is that you're not going to have anyone going over to YouTube. Yeah, you're only gonna have a small portion. Like, even with Ninja and Shroud in Mixer, they like lost a whole portion of their viewer base just because it's not on Twitch anymore.
The thing also is that with Mixer was that it was a new streaming site and they had like kind of same layout as Twitch. Like, they were competing ready, but they did not do anything better because the internal workings of Mixer were the same as Twitch. So the thing was, first, the people who are responsible for the content creators were racist.
Second, oh yeah, I remember that.
They were misogynist, like on Twitch. We have like the same back problems. Like, it was that problem of other streamers or like POC streamers having huge disadvantages on these websites, like on Mixer as well as on Twitch, because for what they are, which is like, we don't get into that topic, but it's just straight up shit and racism, but it made people look at Mixer the same way they looked at Twitch. The problem is, however, that Mixer wasn't as big as Twitch, so the backlash was bigger there.
And so they made no money
because also people just saw that it is basically the same as Twitch, both internal as well as outside on the website. So they just stayed on Twitch because, like, they thought to themselves, like, no matter if I switch or not, the same shit is going to happen to me there as, like, it's going to happen to me here. So why bother switching?
By the way, Ark said that the biggest streamer on DLive has 49 viewers. So, yeah, definitely died out. Anyway, continue. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, man. Oh my god. All right. Yeah, that's actually that's sad. That's super sad. Oh my lord. Yeah. So the problem is that Twitch has that base where they can just like do the big company thing where they just post that like stupid apologetic tweet, but Mixer did not have that basis and like the manpower in the back to actually do stuff like this. So it actually crumbled them, and then when they noticed that the backlash got so big that they did not make any plus like in money anymore, it was not worth them. Like, it was not worth for them anymore.
Yeah. So yeah. Like,
they could not do the same thing as Twitch.
Oh, definitely not. I think the thing that really killed Mixer was the fact that they did nothing. They literally did nothing after they bought Shroud and Ninja. They literally did nothing with the platform. They did no changes at all. They're like, oh yeah, if we go and buy Ninja and Shroud, we're gonna get all these viewers, but then they did nothing.
The thing also was that at this point where they bought those two, like these two streamers, right? These two streamers were their last like chance or last hope to actually bring Mixer back to life. It was already like known internally and on the higher ups that Mixer wasn't doing that longer anymore. So they like put all their money they had like from the Mixer funds into these two streamers and hoped they would like save a platform. But Shroud and like Ninja are not like people who
like they can bring
safe platforms. They just do their content. So whether the platform sucks, even the best streamers won't even help you.
Yeah, whether it fails or not, they're still gonna get their cash. They're still gonna get their millions that they got from the deal. And the racism like thing with Mixer was really just the straw that broke the camel's back, because it was already not profitable. So probably Microsoft saw Mixer. It's like, okay, we're getting backlash now and we're already losing lots of money from this site. Why the hell are we going to keep this? So they just shut it down. I think that was a bad move, actually. They should have probably just stuck with it, and probably because there was already a lot of streamers on Mixer that made Mixer their home. So they should have probably like kept it going, but instead they just sold it off. So kind of sad. I remember watching the video about it.
Just like made it separate. Like, it was Microsoft owned. But they should have made it like put it into a company itself. Yeah. Like a complete new company separated from Microsoft. And maybe this company itself might have been able to save a platform. But as well, this company would keep their inner workers, like their employees, so the racism wouldn't be fixed. Like the issue with racism and the rampant misogyny. So the thing is that additionally, when they actually like closed off the platform, they just not like closed it off with an announcement. They just straight up killed it. Like they said, like, tomorrow there's no Mixer anymore. Like, no straight up warning before it. No info, no something. Only the only people who did got infos about it were like a handful employees, as well as like the two top streamers.
Yeah, like the main employees, like the most of the employees didn't even know until a few minutes before the announcement was gonna go out. They literally
they were like the employees from Mixaware on Twitter and were like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. So basically, not Microsoft, Mixer bad, Twitch better, but Twitch should probably learn from Mixer's mistake because I think they're not making money. I don't think Twitch is actually profitable because why would they need to try to force all these ads? They're trying to get as much money out of a streamer as possible now. They went from trying to go and compete with Mixer to just trying to get as much money as possible from the streamer. Like if you see like donate, like I saw, like I remember a few months ago they added like a tier system, like donations, where it would have these fireworks, and basically when you give that it would just show fireworks on the screen of the streamer, and it was like $5 to like $20, and half of that would go to Twitch. It was basically like a sub. Half of the donation would go to Twitch. And also, if you haven't noticed, like Twitch has been forcing ads down everyone's throat like so much that it's so annoying. With like every single time you click on a stream, you have to get an ad before you watch them. And a lot of times that discourages me, and I would assume it discourages a lot of people from watching the streamer, so they'll just click off probably. So I think that Twitch is in a really bad position right now because they probably are not gaining that much. God damn it, Beardy. They're probably not getting that much money on Twitch. And with YouTube coming along, if YouTube goes and starts improving their shit, makes live streaming a better option more than just like probably like an underground thing, it's probably would kill Twitch. Twitch would probably be in the same boat as Mixer. It would just take one scandal with Twitch and then they'll be shipwrecked. They'll be sinking. It's been pretty annoying. Yeah, it's very annoying. It's so annoying. I hate it so much.
The thing also is that a problem with Twitch and like their ads and like the ads are actually not like the biggest problem Twitch has,
mm-hmm.
actually, because I don't know if anybody still remembers, like probably Twitter still remembers, but it was, I believe, a year back, before the whole donation thingy started. Like the Twitch donations were like half goes to Twitch and the other half goes to the streamers.
Mm-hmm.
Twitch was making a survey to streamers about how much they earn from donations to like literally see how profitable it is for them to implement such stuff. And streamers were rioting against this, obviously, because Twitch was trying to find another way to cut into their profit. So people were opting out and trying to get like the most out of it as possible. And then there's like this new thing where there's like an actual, and we don't know if the sources are completely official yet, but there's a new thing coming out which is called the brand safety meter or something. Let me look it up. Wait, Ed posted it somewhere. It was a Twitter. The brand safety score, which grades how brand friendly every streamer is based on things like chat behavior, history, manual ratings by Twitch staff, games played, age, auto mod, and see more. Like they rate you now on how brand friendly you are to them.
Bruh,
did you time out my boyfriend? Oh no.
No, it's my friend Caswo, and it wasn't me, okay. It was Stream Elements. It fucking timed him out for 300 seconds, dude. I don't know how to untime out people on here yet.
I believe right click them and do the like undo thing.
Add moderator. Okay, Caswo, you're a moderator now. Go untime yourself out.
Got yeeted.
Jesus, had. Was time out? No, I don't want to add another 300 seconds to his time out. What the fuck? Okay, that's one thing. I remember this being a big problem. I remember watching my friend Pingu stream on YouTube, and I remember the biggest things that sucked about YouTube is moderation and chat. Like the chat on his, like his chat was so toxic that it was just so, I hated looking at it. But also you can't ban people on YouTube, like, and I'm pretty sure, and like they need to make a better moderation system on here, because I literally don't know where, like on YouTube it's so, I mean not YouTube, on Twitch it's so easy, you can just do slash like on timeout or slash timeout. Here I don't even know where to start.
Yeah. The thing also is that with Twitch there's like the troll community or like the toxic community running rampant, so there is that as well, you know. So you get like all these awkward people in your chat and stuff, so you have to immediately ban them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Kaz. I don't know how to untime you out. Just leave.
You wrecked him.
I fucking actually like knocked him out of to another. I've knocked him back to Mixer, dude.
Straight yeet.
Straight up yeet, dude.
So yeah, Twitch has like way too many problems for what they should have.
There's no untimeout people. Are you kidding me? Yeah, there's no untimeout. See, they need to do a better job at moderation here on the YouTube chat. Untimeout. See, they need that. Just kidding. I would like Twitch to do better. Like, it's been my home for streaming for 2 years now. I would like to see it better, but so far it's just on the wrong path. It's like watching your friend keep being an alcoholic and keep getting drunk every single day and making mistakes every single day. It's like, come on, man.
It's more like that one friend who starts with drugs and gets like deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into his shit till the point where you actually just can't save him anymore.
Yeah, until he's in jail basically. He has to go to prison because he fucking did some shit. I don't know where I'm going with that. Oh yeah, going back to debuts.
Yeah,
I don't know
we were sidetracked quite hard.
Yeah, I don't know whether I should find model reveals cringy or not. Like, I didn't like the concept of model reveals, but I still did them anyways because that's the thing you had to do. I don't know. I know it's to create hype, but hi Neko Gamer, it's to create hype, really, but. Do they actually work?
The thing is, if you do these model reveals, right? Like, some people have, like, their bars set really high, and they will reach them because Twitter is like that, right? There's, like, so many people who just can follow you on Twitter and then just mute you, actually.
Mm.
Like, some people have, like, the max reveal at 750 followers, but this Twitter account of theirs just has this one post. You know, like this model reveal post, maybe a few, 5-6 more VTuber posts.
Mm.
But then they have like these 750 viewers and they partially reveal the model one by one by one.
Yeah.
And then they make like this, hey, where here I am, big ass post, like this is my model. But people have not seen anything else other than this, like, VTuber Twitter account with their few tweets as well as their model. So they don't know how the streamer is. Like, is that a streamer who has been streaming for quite a longer time before and is now a VTuber and has actual experience? Or is it, like, just a person who has been on Twitter for ages? Knows how to tweet stuff,
yeah,
but never has streamed, tries then to stream and actually failed so hard like at the debut because they're so stressed out because of the debut community telling them not to like use their model before debuting. So it results into like them realizing that all the Twitter followers they have do not go like onto Twitch and actually follow them,
yeah,
because the first stream might have like these 200 viewers. Congratulations, you have made it. But after that, they have like not even three. Probably.
As Ark said, hype is overrated. I think hype,
yeah, hype is overrated. Like, hype doesn't stay long.
Yeah, hype is not...
Sorry.
Yeah, no, just hype isn't... doesn't stay that long, like you said. It literally dies out once you do the thing. It's like having a... you have this goal, and once you reach that goal, you don't really know what to do afterwards. Like, you have to think long-term, really. Like, past the debut, like, what are you going to do after the debut? How are you going to get more viewers after the debut? Sure, you're going to have this big spike. How are you going to go keep that momentum going? Because they might stay, like, some might stay from the debut, but how are you going to keep them? Because if you don't do anything, they're just going to go. And what kind of content? Yeah, exactly. Like, you have to make content. You have to go and appeal to a group. You can't make... you have to go and plan everything out. Because if you don't, then you're just going to go and literally go to zero.
You have to also grow your own community, because like, how it works on Twitch is probably like the people which most often watch you are people who don't really have a main streamer which they permanently watch, or you're basically fitting into their schedule before or after the main streamer has streamed. And the thing is that, like, with the hype is like a snowball which gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then this certain snowball reaches that 1 point climax, and this climax is your debut, which then unleashes everything, like that built up hype. But then people notice, like, congratulations. And I would just say it like this now, even though it may sound like not stupid, but a little bit mean or like sarcastic, but people would join into this debut and be like, congratulations, it's another VTuber.
Congratulations, you're in the market.
Yeah, like,
you're in a
big market. Just another VTuber.
Okay, but... do you see people, like, apart from VTubers, like, going like, oh, congrats on your debut on streaming with your webcam, or like normal streams, like literally like your first normal stream. You don't see that because they don't do anything.
Right. It's like, you start streaming with your webcam, congratulations. You start streaming as your VTuber model, congratulations. The only difference is that that guy probably has spent $180 on their webcam, but you have spent around $1,300 on your Live 2D model. So...
yeah, a big difference. Unless, like, you get a DSLR, then that would probably match it. This is why YouTube is so efficient. Content from your favorite creator whenever you want. Yeah, it's on demand. Like, the on-demand videos for Twitch do not work at all. Like, they literally do nothing. There's no algorithm, so they literally don't do anything. Only if you want to get videos,
if you have VODs on
YouTube.
Twitch, they just stay there.
Yes, I'm surprised whenever someone, like, watches my VOD. Like, I remember one of my friends saying, oh yeah, one of my viewers were like, yeah, watch your VOD, because I couldn't go keep up with your stream. Like, what? You watched a VOD? Are you insane?
Yeah, like, and what I do is basically whenever I stream, after I stream, I just, you can, like, export directly from Twitch to YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can just, don't have to actually download them. So I just, like, upload my VODs to YouTube, because nobody watches VODs on Twitch, because you go on Twitch to, like, view them live. And if they're not live, you go to another streamer, which you usually watch, or, like, your vet even does not stream, you go to another, like, you know, like, there's always someone streaming you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how YouTube works is, like, most people have, like, YouTube on their work, or they have, like, on their phones, but not everyone has Twitch. So they just watch the VOD, or, like, the content of you, like, the videos, medium compilations and stuff, they just watch you on, like, rather YouTube than Twitch, because Twitch doesn't advertise their VODs, their clips, their, like, videos. They're just basically, if you want to watch, like, your non-live content on Twitch, you have to go onto the channel, have to go to clips and videos, and you will find it there. But, like, the streaming site, like, your channel site will say, like, offline, like very big offline, and the video and clips page is like small under like a little tab under your channel page. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard to find. It's not even advertised. And on YouTube, your VOD, your video will appear on someone's screen, like at least once. This is how the algorithm works.
Yeah.
Because that guy, that person, that girl goes down the VTuber rabbit hole.
Nice.
You will somehow end up on his feed.
The YouTube like rabbit hole. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like that guy Googles VTubers. That guy Googles.
Oh for no.
Achilles. Not VTubers. When he likes Achilles, when he goes to probably like Hololive EN, you know, like he finds out there's even bigger ones. And he's like, wait, are there even smaller ones? You know, it's like everyone big. And then he goes to find the smaller ones. And then probably you're popping up on his list. Yeah. You know, like indie VTubers.
Have you ever, what's like the worst rabbit, like YouTube rabbit hole you've ever gone down in one sitting?
Linus Tech Tips.
Linus Tech Tips? You just binge Linus Tech Tips?
I have been actually not watching Linus Tech Tips for years. I have been watching it. Like, I've been starting watching him, like, consistently? Yeah, consistently. Thank you very much. That's an English word I hate. for like the past 3 months. And then I've been going onto YouTube and like see what other stuff he has, which I might like to watch. And I have been like spending like 3 days just watching his older stuff. Oh my I've God. Been going like older and older and older and older till it got cringy for me because like obviously he started from somewhere, you know? So like the content obviously as older as it is, you're like less professional, less the person you are now, so at some point she's cringy. And this is the rabbit hole I went down. This is the only rabbit hole I actually went down.
I remember watching like back in the day, I remember I was considering getting raised like a Razor Krakens, and I would like look back at Linus Tech Tips, and this was when he had like very short, like weird, like strange looking hair. Like, I don't know if it was, yeah, back in the day. And also, Ark, yeah, it just takes one video, dude. I remember back in, like, high school, like, the one thing I would, like, go down the rabbit hole of, and this would be very specific. It's very weird and very specific. But it would be, like, I would wake up, like, I would, like, stay up the whole night up until, like, 5 a.m. And, like, around, like, once the sun rises, I would, like, lay down on the ground, like, on the carpet, and I would watch, like rage, like road rage videos or like car fails. And it was specifically that, or yeah, it was specifically those videos, and I would just watch them for hours on end. I don't know why. God. It just took one. Yeah, like,
this is how rabbit holes work. You just watch these videos, but you don't know why.
You don't know why. Oh,
it started from somewhere, and then you notice that you have been spending 5 hours with it.
Yeah,
but you don't know why.
YouTube's too good. YouTube's too good, dude. Like, there's this one Netflix documentary called The Social Dilemma, and they talk about social medias and like how they're specifically meant to go and grab your attention, keep you on as long as possible. And I just think of those as like the perfect example of them doing their job right, just keeping me on for hours watching road rage videos.
Yeah, the thing also is like you get into that rabbit hole because the algorithm just works so much, which turns us back to Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Where on Twitch you just like have no discoverability basically because YouTube keeps you recommending stuff no matter how much it is viewed.
Mm-hmm.
With preference on how much it has been viewed, obviously, but you also get recommended smaller stuff.
Yeah, the date also doesn't matter. Like, you can get recommended, like, I still get recommended videos that are from like 7 years old.
Yeah, just, like 10 second there have videos. Been people, which is streams or like videos have been popping up like 7 years later and then have been getting memed and hyped and stuff. Unlike Twitch, where the only discoverability you have is the one person specifically trying to search the one little streamer on every game. Like, they sort the streamers from low to high instead of from high to low, like standard Twitch. Mm. This is the only discoverability you have to Twitch.
Also, like, YouTube isn't just going after Twitch for live stream, it's going after TikTok, because have you seen YouTube Shorts? Like, I've been using YouTube Shorts recently. Like, I've been uploading YouTube Shorts. Twitch is hard sometimes. Yeah, Twitch is so hard. Twitch is the hardest platform to grow on. Yeah, it's called
YouTube.
Yeah, it's YouTube Shorts. It's basically the same thing as TikTok, where basically you can post 1 minute videos either in a square format or in a phone format, you know, vertical phone format. And if it's 5 to 1 minute seconds long, it's categorized as a short, and it has its own little algorithm. And, you know, you can only see it on your phone, and you can click on it and it recommends you like TikToks basically, but for YouTube. And I've been posting it on my YouTube, and it's been like one has gotten like picked up a little bit, like just 1,000 views. But imagine the possibilities with YouTube Shorts. Like, that's why I'm like unlike Mixer or DLive, I actually see potential in YouTube, because it's doing so good.
Mesh. See, this is where I am with my like my tech boomer Gen Y stuff. Like, I've never looked into TikTok, because the thing is that I'm just a person which does not know what to do with like these short video stuffs. I'm more like the classic old streamer.
Classic old streamer, the boomer streamer.
Yeah, I'm like, this is too zoomer stuff for me.
Too zoomer. You mean it's not longer than an hour? Disgusting.
I mean, I have been like hold yourself on the table, but I have been making one video from like a taco stream, which was like a highlight, and that was like already like, whoa, right, this is too much for me.
No,
like, I have to edit this video and post it on YouTube to make it like useful, and I was like, whoa, all right. It's done.
I saw someone grow on YouTube short from 100 to 100,000 in like 2 weeks. Yeah, it's such a novel idea on YouTube. It's gonna go and get picked up. Like, people are already noticing that YouTube shorts are a thing, so like the market is still new. So that's like one good way to go and grow on YouTube and on Twitch, is by, you can go and reuse clips and post it on YouTube, like as a YouTube short, like go and make it a square or vertical format, and it'll show up as a short, and then people can see it on their phones. That's what I've been doing. It's a really good idea. And again, that's why I love YouTube. Like, YouTube right now, I'm kind of hopeful and optimistic about YouTube's future compared to Twitch, because they're actually trying to improve their platform.
Yeah, because YouTube still is fresh with like, or like, not fresh, but YouTube has the thing that YouTube is actually getting Google money.
Mm.
But Twitch feels like that stepchild you do not want to Amazon.
It's the neighbor's kid.
They bought it, but they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Just edit it with turn phone horizontal. No, please no. Those are the worst. I actually hate those so much.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, one thing I forgot to mention about Mixer. Mixer was never gonna work because it was way too hard to actually stream, because you have to make an Xbox account. You have to make a Microsoft account in order to stream on Mixer. I remember that.
Yeah,
I
tried, you had to make a Microsoft account.
Then you had to wait.
Actually, was it? Actual real requirement you had to do.
Yeah. I still like Twitch, but at least it was trying to... Yeah, like, I like Twitch. Like, Twitch, it's still my, again, it's like, it's my home right now, but it's not doing anything. And meanwhile, YouTube is doing something. Like, Twitch needs to get off its lazy ass and do something, or else they're gonna lose and go the same way as Mixer, as the way of the dodo.
Twitch has become the grandpa of the streaming websites. Like,
yes.
They just sit there and be like, all right, I have done my like part in my life. I'm set. I don't need to do anything anymore. And YouTube has like the funding from Google, because YouTube actually gets Google like money and stuff.
Yeah, they actually are profitable.
Yeah, it's profitable for them. So Google actually tries to make something out of their website. Obviously, YouTube has their stuff with their managing as well. Like there is some part which is not better as Twitch, but every company has that.
Yeah, it's not Twitch, perfect.
Yeah, Twitch is just hard. It is just like the discoverability, the ability to actually get like a, I would not say like normal community, because you can get that in like kind of 3 years, like that 20, 15 viewers which watch you, but to get bigger on Twitch, and by bigger I mean like you have 200 viewers or like let us say like 50, 57 plus, like where you get Twitch partner. For this to happen, you will have to stream like either ages and find like always new people who join Twitch to follow you instead of other main streamers, or you would have to be rated by some very big streamer,
or use YouTube.
You have to be
Or you use YouTube or any other social media site to go and grow your Twitch.
Yeah, to bait them into your Twitch. Yeah, or like fish them rather, like fish catch them. Fish.
But, yeah, you got viewers are just fish to me.
You're like fishing them, you know, like.
I mean, it does definitely feel like it.
It feels like it. Yeah, it's basically this. You have like this whole pond, you know, and there's like a million other fishes. But you have to get that one fish which is like basically popped up out of the egg, and you have to catch it to grow your like your pond part, you know.
Yeah, viewers are fish.
I mean, you will see it on Twitter now, like streamer compares Twitch viewers to fish.
Yeah, you guys are my fishes. You guys better be salmon, since salmon's my favorite fish. And Beardy, what do you mean by the moderation problem? I'm actually kind of curious that, because in my opinion, like the thing that Twitch needs to fix first and foremost is ads, really. Because that's the most annoying thing for me. We're food, yes, you're food. I'm gonna eat you. We're gonna eat you. I'm a fox and Rice is a hamster. We're very dangerous animals.
I'm a Russian feral hamster.
But why are you a hamster, by the way? Because not many people are hamsters, and like they're not that vicious. Why are you a hamster?
Actually, the reason why I have gone for a hamster and not for like a cat is because of my name.
Oh, is that why? So, just because of your name, you could have changed it to anything else?
Actually, the name Rice Hamster results back from like it was like 2016. I was playing Aura Kingdom, that MMORPG, and I needed a name. So I was hungry and I wanted rice.
Oh my god.
And the first animal which came to my mind was a hamster. So put two and like one and one together, it was Rice Hamster. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to take this, and since then it has like
stayed. Dude, I changed my name like every single like 6 months. I can't really.
Hopefully this time. I was called Azubukun before.
Azubukun.
It was like fucking weeb stuff. So I was
Bro. Okay, people from like people that know me like Beardy know my first name ever on Twitch was Emerald Weeb.
Oh my lord.
And then after that it was Emmy VR, like Makia says, and then it was Emmy Chen. And thank God I kind of cringe at the fact that I had my name was Emerald Weeb. I thought it was a good name because it was the city I live in is called the Emerald City, and then I'm a weeb, so I put weeb. It's a really dumb name.
Yeah, you look like back at your name and you're like,
just like how you look back at, dude, bro. I've had Instagram for so long, and I still have my old account from like years ago, back when I was in like elementary school. And I remember I opened up my Instagram, and I logged back into that account and started using it again. And then just I saw like all the cringy DMs that I sent, and I used to do like RP and stuff like that, and it was so cringy. I was like, ah, kill me.
Oh, someone got timed out again.
Oh my god, why? I'm gonna go and turn off stream elements. I'm gonna turn off stream elements. Bot, that's so dumb.
I was able to catch a glimpse about what Beard is saying.
Yeah, I can look at it. The Twitch moderators are completely anonymous and are completely disconnected from the rest of Twitch, and they've done some questionable things, but I won't get much into that. Oh, like simp? They like simp. Like that? Correct, Beardy? Feels bad, Beardy. I'm sorry, Beardy. Fucking stream elements. I turned off the filters for stream elements. It should be better.
How long is he timed out for?
Just 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Not as bad as Kazuo's 300 seconds. I had to DM Kazuo and be like, I'm sorry, bro, with stream elements. He didn't like the word. No, it literally just because it was long. It was a paragraph. So I was like, oh, it's a paragraph. Get banned, kid. Actually, no, banned like, isn't a thing here. Get timed
trolls,
out.
Man.
Get timed out since banned isn't. You can't ban people on YouTube. You can only time them out.
Really?
Yeah, you can only time them out. You can't ban them.
Well, that's actually shit. Like, if you get a troll, you just. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's stupid.
Yeah, like, I was, like, in my friend Pingu's stream. Literally, like, he couldn't ban anyone out. He could only time them out. And they were, like, kept on trolling. Like, people would troll him. Like, because he was doing a key giveaway. And he was, partnering up with this one game dev, and the game dev was giving out keys, and everyone literally was like, he's giving out fake keys. Like, trolls were like, he's giving out fake keys, even though they were literally being given out by the dev of the game.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway,
that's
so
shitty.
If you're a new VTuber, which platform should you choose then? YouTube, like Twitch, like TikTok? or what Sector's Edge, yes, Sector's Edge.
Difficult. Because there's also not actually just YouTube and Twitch, but it's also like this Bilibili Live and like
Bilibili
the Asian area.
Mm.
So, obviously you will like have 99% Asian watchers there. But it's difficult to choose like YouTube or Twitch because you have the better discoverability on YouTube, which helps you a lot. But on Twitch, on the other hand, you have, as we have seen, better moderation tools. You have the basis of subscriptions, which provide you a stable amount of money if they keep up. You have the fact that Twitch offers also like export to YouTube, so you can like use. Oh, YouTube has.
Yeah, it's called memberships.
Okay.
Oh. Though the requirement for members is a lot, is very. If you can get 3k subs. No, it's actually 1k. Yeah, the requirements to get, to be able to have sub the memberships is a lot difficult in affiliates. You have to have 1,000 subscribers and then have, I forgot how many thousand, like how many hundred hours of watch time. But yeah, it's definitely a lot more harder than used to be 3k. Yeah, it's in 1k now. Dude, I remember when anyone could get monetization, but now it's changed, which is probably a good thing. But yeah, keep going.
Yeah, that's a very good. I was wondering, but I was like putting my VODs onto YouTube and I was like, why can I not get like monetization for it? And I was like, wait, so if I can't moderate, you know, like the money I get, like, or like if I don't get money from my VODs, you know, and YouTube plays ads on my VODs, and I don't know what ads they play on my VODs because I use an ad blocker, but I post it like every time I use YouTube for uploading my VODs, I post that one sentence down below my description that says, like, if you have an ad which you like get offended at or like you don't like or you know like bothers you, take it to YouTube but not me.
I think the ad that I want the most is fucking Manscaped. Have you ever seen like those Manscaped ads are always like talking like comparing your fucking like pee-pee bush to a actual bush?
Oh my lord.
Yeah. But you need 4K watch time. Yeah, 4K watch time. feel like it's doable, but it's really hard. But
it is doable if multiple people are watching you. Like, if you have like 10 viewers or like 15 viewers and you have streamed for 1 hour, I don't know if that counts like as 10 hours then or just like 1 hour.
Yeah. Though, like, to be fair, like, Race, if like you want like monetization like with your VOD, you'll probably only get a couple of cents because of how monetized, how ads work.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, on like, if you stream on Twitch, to get a proper amount of money from ads, you would have to have like a billion viewers.
I remember, like, I watched this video on YouTube a while ago, and it's like, how to get like money on Twitch. I was like, okay, this looks kind of clickbaity, I'm gonna go click on it. And it was literally just get partner forehead and then just go and click on run ad. I'm like, yeah, first I need to get a partner, second I need to get a couple thousand viewers. Yeah, easy stuff, 100%.
The thing also is that you don't earn money on Twitch for ads, because when it kept getting high on like, or trending on Twitter a few months ago, when a very big streamer like as big as what do you call it, like Commander Rue, if you know him,
the same
viewer base, you know, said that like when Twitch posted or like gave him their revenue, they calculated how much they received from ads per view and how much they in total got. So on like one payout, they got like $2.36 from ads.
Yeah.
By like a viewership from like, I don't know, 7,000 or so.
Is this from one stream?
No, from like a whole month.
Oh, what the heck?
And then there was like the main streamer I watch has like 30 to 50 viewers on basis. And he was like commenting under it, and he was like, I earned this month 2 cents.
Now I want to check how much I'm earning from ads this month. Channel analytics. I am earning,
I don't know if
$1. I'm earning a
Oops.
Whoops. It's okay, we're on YouTube, it's fine. And also they don't give a shit about me.
Okay.
I'm just an affiliate. I'm a humbled affiliate.
But yeah, $1, okay. Well.
But yeah. In your opinion, what would you go and like, what would you tell a new VTuber to go and start like at like the platform, going back to that question?
I would actually say that if you want more control over people who join your community, like if you're like very new and you want to keep your community safe, because you're like yourself not very secure with streaming yet, I would actually take Twitch, because you got better moderation tools there. I would also take Twitch because the people, if you are lucky, that's like a luck point, but you have that on YouTube as well. If you can reach affiliate, you have the subs. Which in like comparison to YouTube, where you can only time out people and you have to actually reach a certain amount of subscribers for your videos or whatever, and like viewer time to actually get subs, to get like a basis. I feel like Twitch would be better, but like you would have to keep in mind, like whenever you stream on Twitch or like you choose it as your main platform, to actually take also responsibility in using Twitch. And by that I mean like calling Twitch out on their shit. Which is like what I like do. I just like, it's basically more like Twitter stuff, but I don't engage in like the new features, like the Twitch donating stuff, which like cost me 50-50 or so.
The donation stuff is actually pretty... I've used it once on another streamer, and my friend Makina watched me use it, and it was literally just literally like a fireworks. Like I chose the $5 one, like the lowest one, and literally like two fireworks. And the streamer didn't even notice. The only one that noticed was this one person in chat. I was like, fireworks pog, and that was it. And it was the worst $5 I've ever spent on Twitch in my life.
Yeah, and you would notice that, like, it might be that streamer also ignored it because they don't want people to do this.
I think it's just like, they just didn't notice it.
Okay, because there is like the silent protest against it because people do not want other people to use it. Because these $5, you know, you could have put in the Streamlabs website and basically do the same over the Streamlabs implementation. Because Streamlabs has the ability to post like hype stuff and or gifts for your donation. So why would you want to donate over Twitch? And Twitch also has an awkward name for them because they are called Celebrations?
Celebrations, like, yeah.
That would not make me as a new Twitch viewer see that this is a donation. I would just be like, what the fuck is a celebration?
Why can't I just use bits instead? Why can't I just use bits instead? Bits have a 20, like I think, not YouTube, Twitch takes 20% off of bits, I think, when you first buy them. Right? Because it's like 100 bits is like $1.20 or something like that.
You get like 80% of the bits. I believe. I believe for affiliates, the card is actually 50-50.
I don't know. I think they keep, like, because I think Twitch takes the payout when, like, the actual, like, person that buys the bits, like, buys them first.
Yeah, but there.
That's my keyboard.
Block the viewer or hide the user. Oh, okay. Why not name it ban then? Why block? I mean, you can also report them. I just clicked on architects and it says report or block. But
okay, my mom came in there. I had to meet myself.
The thing is that viewer just for you blocked, but not for the chat?
Did you hide a viewer arc? Hide a viewer.
If I remember correctly, 100 bits cost one. Oh, okay, so it's basically already paid off. Okay.
Yeah.
So if a streamer does it, it's for chat. Okay, that's good to know.
Okay, so hide. Okay, gotcha. Okay, let me just go on to Rice Hamster on wow. Twitch.
Wow. And are you really gonna do this?
Yes, I'm not gonna go and like buy them yet. I'm just gonna check out the price.
Damn, son. Do not do this.
I can't. I like how the only options I get, like, if I don't want. Yeah, it's $1.40. Damn, I'm freaking Twitch greedy, bro. Anyway.
I mean, it's good that they take all their pay before, like, giving it to you, actually.
What would you say is, like, the most unique thing about VTubers? Like, the whole culture behind VTubers?
That we are all basically cringy as fuck, but
I mean,
we love each other. No joke. I like that VTubers basically have all very different ideas. They have like their models. They like you see all these different designs, you know? Like you know how a human looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like human.
Yuck.
Fucking normies. I basically magically disassembled my headphones. Perfect.
What the heck?
The thing with a VTuber is, however, that every VTuber has their own design, which makes them unique. Like, I mean, obviously, every other streamer is unique as well, but they are artistically unique, if that makes sense. So you different. Have like VTubers all being live 2D, but every VTuber model has a different art style. and it can like differentiate more than a human can differentiate from another human. So it gives, like, in my opinion, obviously, it gives more more unique change in content and stuff for you. I most often when I watch a VTuber, I'm like more fixed sometimes on their model than on their content. It's hard for me to focus sometimes on their content, so I am more fixed on their model because I just very much like the model. But I have seen this game for ages, like thousands of times already. Like, they stream a game which nearly everybody has played by now. So I just like to see the VTuber model like move around and stuff. The thing with like what makes VTubers also unique is that when you are a VTuber, obviously you have your model which like presents you. But a VTuber, like their most like, I will not say important thing, but their most human stuff, or like most
he's come back from the dead.
Yeah, poor guy.
Oh yeah, and hi Jar.
The most unique thing on a VTuber is that they have to use their voice to actually if they have to use I got an error.
Voice is a way to differentiate. Yeah, you can like change your voice if you really have to. Like, I mean, yeah, me and Ark know,
but
people,
this is not what I mean. Like, like, people will more focus on your voice because they do not have a human to reference behind the camera. they will associate your voice more to your streams instead of like a usual streamer which has a face, so people know, like, all right, the streamer, you know they how, like how they look and like associate their face to like this certain type of content. And like what Arctis says, like, it then gets weird when people say your voice sounds nice because you're not usually used to that. Because you will not have that on a normal streamer.
I mean, I've complimented people on their voice before who aren't VTubers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think it's a nice thing like to do, but I guess it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Oh, it might be a bit awkward, but unless you have like a voice like, I don't know. Do you know Corpse?
Corpse? Oh, yeah. Corpse with the very deep voice.
Yeah. Like, he has his voice because of a certain medical difference, but like, that's like an exception to the rule of a non-VTuber. I believe he's also actually VTubing now. He's starting to get a VTuber model, as well as Commander Rue. The thing with like people like this is that they can actually utilize their voice more in a VTuber character instead of like when they are, or when they would be, streaming with a camera. Because for example, Corpse does not stream with a cam. He just has like his PNG there. He has been basically a PNG VTuber for like ages.
PNG tuber.
And he utilizes his voice more than other people with like his stream cam or stuff utilize their voice. Because he's just a very good example. People go into his stream and be like, holy shit, is that voice? And as a VTuber, you can do the same.
Yeah, I mean, there's advantages with using a webcam compared to like a VTuber model. Like, VTuber models look like cute, and I do like looking at a VTuber model rather than a webcam. But I think there's something, it's probably something psychological, and there's probably a reason why in the human brain. But you can connect more with a normal face than a VTuber model. Like, that's the one advantage,
yeah, because,
I think.
Because it's like, we're obviously live today. We're like anime avatars.
Anime.
Like, the anime, like, girl, boy.
We're not girls,
non-binary,
we're
boys. And so on, like, streaming for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the past, it used to be people which, like, play their characters, like, only. Like, you know, I'm blah 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 from, you know, like this universe. I'm streaming, you know, like I have nothing else to do.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna have to say I think lore is kinda cringy with VTubing. Like I thought I have lore, like I pushed past my like the cringe and I did the lore, even though it's kinda not that good. I still kinda find the lore kinda cringy because it reminds me of my RP days. It makes me cringe. It's cringe. Yes.
I always use, like, I have posted that one poem.
Oh, poem? Your poem?
Yeah, I posted a poem of lore. And it was just like the thing with my lore is just it's the basic trope of a fallen angel, like, you know, kicked out of heaven. But it's just because I'm still that inner inner goth
emo,
which has like that tendency or like that knack for like fallen angels, fallen, corrupted, holy, you know, holy gone evil stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still like that kind of emo inside.
I mean, my character looks kind of emo with the hair. Like I love this hairstyle that my
character sideways. Has.
The sideways, yeah. Covered eyes.
You would only need to have black hair now.
Is the coffee still hot after an hour? Yeah, it's still. I actually have cold brew. Like in real life, I drink cold brew. Though, like, I have to wrap this up.
It's basically just me, you know? I'm here and I'm so hard, and the coffee's just boiling.
The coffee. Dude, bro, I spent a little bit of time on this. I've been reusing, like, the same image over and over again, just trying to tweak it a little bit as, like, my background. I literally just tweaked the windows so that it looks bright outside. I replaced the Sigourney Digital logo with my like podcast logo and then my social links. And then I put the microphones, I found them on booth, and then like the coffee table and the coffee, the cup has been all tweaked too. Like I added shadows to them. Like I think I did an alright job. Anyway.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, I need to wrap this up actually in like a minute. I need to wrap this up because I need to go to a doctor's appointment, sadly.
Okay.
I didn't expect this to be this much fun. Like, especially, like, I was kind of worried. I was like, oh, I hope it's not, like, a slog fest, like, of trying to get conversation going for, like, at least 20 minutes. But it's been, like, an hour and a half. Like, that's really surprising to me.
Yeah, I was actually, like, drinking water, because my voice was getting dry.
Oh, this was fun. This was fun. I can't wait to do more of these. I'm actually planning on... I don't know if you know her foe, but I don't know if you know her, Rice, but I've been talking to Fo Famit, and hopefully I can interview her too.
Oh, okay. I actually the funny thing is that I actually don't know any VTubers at all except our Foshi family, and except like one or two others.
Yeah, she does. I remember her from my VR chat days. And she does YouTube tutorials online on VRChat and Unity, and she has her own like room for VTubing. It's interesting. She's very interesting.
Oh, and okay.
Yeah, she was interested in this whole concept when I first brought it up like on Twitter like a month or two ago. Anyway, so where can people find you, Rice? And back to sounding like
you
a real podcast.
You can find me on Twitch mainly. I'm more of a Twitch streamer. I do very, very rarely YouTube content by a channel on the same name as my Twitch. There's like only VODs there, maybe like that one highlight which I edit once a year, as well as on Twitter under Rice Hamster Art. But otherwise, I don't have anything else.
Yeah, you know, like for your Twitter, you have the 18 like an up thing. Like I haven't seen anything 18 and up so far on your Twitter so far.
I mean, I have it in because I post my loot on there as well.
Yeah, like when was the last time you posted a loot?
Actually, it was like a few days ago with my bikini picture.
Oh yeah.
I have like this, like, my streams are say so. Like that is the VTuber term for it. I don't do wholesome. Weird stuff on my Twitch or like on my other content. I just like, you know, lewd pictures of myself. So I post them on Twitter. So this is why my Twitter has the 18 plus sign on it. But otherwise, I'm basically pretty like PG-13, PG-16-ish on Twitter.
Okay, you heard that. Go and show Rice's Twitter to your children. It's PG.
Oh, no. It's like that occasional. I will also mark it with like that plus 18 sign every time, but my Twitch is more safer than my Twitter.
I'm scared on Twitter that, well, first thing is streaming. Like I can like do just chatting and I would look on Twitter sometimes and I'm scared that it's just going to be NSFW. Also, another thing is that I want to like NSFW pictures on Twitter, but I don't want to see people see that I like NSFW. Like, it's super scary, bro. Like, I don't want them to just DM me.
I'm just horny
like,
on main. I just do it.
Oh, I know you're horny on main, bro. That one emote of yours, bro. Fucking rainbow. Fucking. I'm not gonna. I don't know if it's. I don't know. I need to get used to YouTube TOS. I'm pretty sure I could say that on. I'm pretty sure I can say it.
Rainbow stick.
The rainbow stick. Yeah, the rainbow stick. The rainbow toy. Anyway, I'm gonna go in. End the stream here. Oh, what's this about rainbow? Oh, don't worry about it.
Don't.
Anyway,
I will say thank you so much for talking with me today.
Of course, same. Thank you for coming on. Like, this is like the first one. Like, I wasn't expecting anyone really to come by, but I'm actually surprised with how this turned out, and then it makes me happy. But yeah, thank you for giving me such a good time, good talks about mainly bashing on Twitch. I've been holding it in for a while.
We have been only the first 30 minutes or so talking about the debut. You can might put timestamps on it.
Yeah. Put timestamps. Yeah. Rice hamster. I'ma go and quickly look up at your Twitch. This is Rice's Twitch. And then let me go on Twitter. Then Rice. Oh, someone DM'd me on Twitter. What the heck? And then,
oh my,
by the way, why do you have art at the end of your name on Twitter?
If you look for Rice Hamster on Twitter, it's already taken by like an account from like 2001 or so. And I can't get Twitter to basically kill that dead account because it only follows one person and nothing else. And I believe it's actually a bot.
Oh yeah,
so I only got that name by just an algorithm to put like a name and like the food and an animal together.
Yeah,
fighting Twitter.
I can relate because I have to put TTV Emmy Chan because someone already took Emmy Chan with two Y's, which is surprising. I'm like, who the hell does that?
Jesus.
But anyway, I actually need to end it now because I have 5 minutes right. To go and change clothes and get ready for a doctor's appointment.
Anyway, yeah.
Thank you. So yeah. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by on my podcast, my first ever podcast, chat included. I can't wait to go and post this. I need to post this on Spotify now and all the other platforms. But yeah, thank you. Yay. I'll see you guys next time. Yay. Content. Oh, second count. Okay, technical. Okay, technical. Anyway, I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye. I've been Emmy. You've been Chat. Wah.